Ready.
I'm ready.
You sure?
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
I am Vicky Barcelona, and we have, ooh, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Before we get into today's festivities, what's our contact info, Sarah?
Well, we have all the social media things. We have a Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and an Instagram at The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And did you do anything fun this weekend? We are at Wednesday, middle of the week, as always.
Hump day!
Hump day!
Bittersweet day.
Actually ended up going to the Washington State Fair.
What?
Was previously known as the Peel Up Fair. No, it hadn't actually been my first time. I remembered being there that I was like, oh, all of this looks familiar. I think I came here last year, which I totally forgot. But I had like the best time ever.
Who did you go with?
Well, it was Uncle Chris, who was on the main show. It was his birthday. So him and his wife came, Danny and Linda came, and then my boyfriend and I met up with them. It took us forever to get there because traffic is great, even on Saturday afternoon. But it was cool because it was like super rainy and then sunny and then super rainy and sunny. And so we had just missed all of the crazy rain. When we got there, I went to the bathroom and there were girls like patting themselves down because they got drenched. But it was so much fun. We went to a few beer gardens and walked around. And then Chris and April, to my surprise, loves going on the rides and stuff. So they bought a bunch of tickets to go on the rides. And we just bought a bunch of tickets and played the games because I really wanted my boyfriend, like, you know, in the movies to win me a prize. Yeah, he sucks at those games. Like, terrible.
Well, a lot of those games are rigged.
They are. A lot of them are rigged. But even the ones like just like the dart to the balloon, like just... You know, pop it.
Like, have you noticed that when you do water balloon fights, if you don't fill the water balloon with a lot of water, it's harder to pop.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they were just small, inflated, like they weren't super inflated.
They weren't. Yeah. Well, it's cool because once they pop them, they could just like blow them back up. I don't even know how. Well, I guess I don't know. But so he ended up buying me a prize. So all in all, I have this like little donut shaped stuffed animal that I absolutely love now. But in total, it was $55.
And for this dollar store.
Yeah, and it already has a hole in it. So I appreciate it very much. But he spent like 40 tickets on like actual, like, let's try to win something. And then $15 on this thing.
Jesus.
I'm going to have that forever, though.
Because,
you know, yeah. So it was super, super fun. Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was like a fair day, like a traditional like fair day. And it wasn't too crazy because it wasn't the greatest of weather. So... It wasn't like hella lines and stuff like that, you know?
I haven't been to the fair in like 8 years.
Oh, you gotta go.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
You didn't bring us any scones.
Yeah, I wanna go every year. I know. Well, the only thing that had lines, and all of them had lines, were this crazy scone lines.
That's why most people go.
And I've never really been really into, like, it's just not really my thing. I would much rather have like ice cream or something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't know.
It's just the treat. It's like the idea of you can only get them here.
Yeah, only get them
one time a year. Kind of like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
You have to buy some when they're around.
Yeah, but I was like, I ain't standing in that line. Hell no.
For me this weekend, I was pretty chill. Like, I ran a bunch of errands on Friday with my dad, and then I fell asleep, like, really early. Because I couldn't, my dad's like, hey, do you want to help me? I'm like, sure.
But you're like, but not really.
I'm really tired, but I'll go. And so we get home around, like, 6 or 7, and I just pass the hell out.
That's great.
And I went straight to sleep and woke up, like, at 6 in the morning.
And you're like, what the hell? What day is it? Where am I?
I was like, Saturday was fun because I drove all the way to Olympia, and I actually appeared in a pilot for a mini series that's going on about Roscoe the cat, and the pilot will be out soonish. I was a raccoon named Vinny, and I was a bad guy.
Yes. How was your accent? I remember you had to have a
paranoid
New York accent,
right? Yeah, kind of New York accent, and like the voice I used. Let me see if I can remember one of the lines. It's like, "Shut up, Willsias." It's like, "You need to pay a tolls for coming through our turfs." Kind of.
Oh yeah, kind of vibe, kind of tough guy.
But like, I was just being like over dramatic in my delivery. It was just cartoony.
And you like it? Did they like it?
Yeah, they dug it. Yeah, so good. It was a lot of fun. And so we'll definitely have more info once it's posted, because it's going to go to crowdfunding. And if we get funded, we're going to have 9 episodes. We're going to do 9 episodes next year.
That's so cool.
So we shall see. And there's it's a puppet / a human thing. Yeah. It's really fun.
Were you a puppet or?
No, I was a human.
You were a human, but like just dressed as a raccoon. Kinda?
Yeah. Originally, we were going to do raccoon masks.
Yeah.
And we put like black makeup underneath, so it wouldn't be like our whites of the around our eyes popping through the mask. Yeah. And so then when we looked at it, it's like, you know what? The masks are going to take away too much. So what we ended up doing in, like, the first scene, we had the mask on, and then we take it off, and we wear the mask. So we're still raccoons, like, if we were the raccoon gang or something.
Yeah.
Oh. But we're not, like, I don't know if we technically are raccoons. I don't know how that's going to play into the story, but.
Dude, that's exciting.
So it was a lot of fun.
How was the whole day? Was it long? Was it?
It wasn't super long. It was funny because the one time it just started raining really, really hard.
Oh, yeah.
We were filming under this big old tree, so we didn't get wet at all.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really good. It was nice. And then right after that, it got really sunny. So the rest of our scenes were fine. But it was a lot of fun. This was like the second day for them filming, I think, because they had done some previous scenes somewhere else with the other actors.
Yeah.
But this was a lot of fun. And it was my first time acting like that wasn't just us being cheesy here at the radio station. And I usually do most of my voice acting.
Yeah, like behind a microphone. Not in front of, yeah, and not haven't in front
done,
of a camera.
Yeah, I haven't done any performance like that since high school.
Were you nervous?
Oh, I was very nervous because, like, I'm so used to us doing the silent countdown, so I kept forgetting, I kept going before he's at action, and I felt so bad.
Oh, yeah, because you just thought, like, okay, I'm so used to it. Like, yeah, let's go.
Like, nobody would say anything. So I'm like, okay, this is the time, kind of like the silent. In the 3, 2.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, and then he'd say action after. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm new. This has been a minute. Like, give me a minute.
Let me get in the vibe of it. Everyone else is
like, yeah, I did, you know, a lot of theater when I was younger. I'm like, I took the theater classes, but I never was in any productions.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like.
Well, especially with like people filming you and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's totally different than even just like on a stage.
And I only knew one person. And it was the guy.
And that's who asked you to do it.
Yeah. And so everyone else I'm meeting for the first time. So I'm like,
oh, you're like, I need to impress you, or I feel like I should.
I'm very nervous, but it was a lot of fun. But definitely I'll talk more about it once it comes out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do an interview, I think, on Geek Nation. So
do you think it'll be this year?
Crowdfunding?
When the pilot comes out.
I think so. Yeah, because he's just got to edit it. So I don't know how much footage he needs to go through for like the other day. So it might be... I'm going to say like shortly, like maybe a month or two.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so.
Good job.
So it's like got out of my comfort zone, did something different.
Yeah.
But it was a long drive. And then I went to my aunt's house because I saw traffic was really bad. So I'm like, I'm just going to drive another 30 minutes back roads and go to my aunt's
house. Your aunt probably loved that.
Oh, my gosh. She was so happy. She's like, thank you so much for coming, because my mom was visiting.
My mom,
she has this hobby. She jars and cans. So she makes jams and she'll do juices and salsas, or she'll do like bases for like her soups and like rice, like which is like a tomato, water, garlic, onion kind of base.
Yeah.
So she'll do the jarring, like she'll seal them just to have throughout the year.
Smart.
This is something new she's doing.
And did she give some to your aunt?
Yeah. Well, like what they come together and they make and they all share. So,
oh, she does it too.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of where she learned how to do it, is through her sister.
Oh.
And then my great aunt, my mom's aunt, she's, you know, older and doesn't really have, she's like, I love these days when I can be with my girls, like my nieces,
cute.
And hang out and stuff. So I was able to, like, I drove back home that night, and so I brought my great aunt with me. I dropped her off at home, and she's like, it's fun to talk to older people, because sometimes you think you're not going to be able to relate to them,
mm-hmm.
especially when you already know you have very different views, because my aunt is a very, very religious woman. She's a no-nonsense lady, though, and she has her views on how everything should be, but she's a lot of fun to talk to.
Good.
She's very understanding at the same time, even though she still has, like, her views on it. it's just like, okay, we can both come together and agree on this.
It's cool to see how life was so different back for them.
Yeah, and we actually talked about some stuff back then. She's like, yeah, I didn't learn about this, this, and this. And I'm like, no, I mean, I didn't really learn that great. So I'm making sure that the next generation knows whether it comes to like sex or this or that. So it was fun talking.
Good.
So it was a full weekend, and Sunday I slept a lot.
Oh yeah.
I went shopping though too. I didn't buy anything. I just went with the girls. I did buy Christmas gifts. I'm buying slowly my gifts so that way I don't go broke in December.
You buy everyone gifts though. Like I don't.
These are for my nieces, and then I bought my brother's birthday gift.
Mm, I don't buy like anyone a gift. Oh. I buy like mom, dad, brother, boyfriend.
I got a big family.
Screw everyone else.
Well, here's the thing. I have friends that always buy me stuff, like for Christmas, and they're really good at giving gifts, like my buddy Chase.
Yeah.
And so it's like, crap.
I'm surprised you haven't had the conversation like, dude, I'm trying to save money. Like, can we just not spend money? Like, can we just not?
I think he genuinely has this thing where he loves, like, I know I could tell him that and he would still do it.
He would still do it and then you'd feel uncomfortable.
I'd feel bad. Yeah. And he's just a very thoughtful person, mm-hmm. him and his girlfriend Christine, or my friend Christine. So it's just like, I want to make sure I do something, like, even if it doesn't cost a lot. Like, all the gifts I bought, mind you, like $3 a piece.
Oh, damn. Ross. Is that Goodwill?
No, Ross. So I got my brother a 2-pack sketchbook for, like, because my brother likes to draw.
Yeah.
So I bought him a 2-pack for $3. And then I bought him a kit of, like, pencils and sharpener and, like, charcoal pencils and stuff like that for, like, $4.
Go to Ross, people.
Right?
And then that stuff is, all the holidays are coming.
Right? That's how I do it. Like, mm-hmm. I am the thriftiest shopper. And I want you guys, if you guys are already Christmas shopping, please let us know what you've gotten so far and where you guys go for really good deals. Because once I went to Bartels last year and I found the clearance section.
Oh, yeah. The clearance section is dope.
Sometimes clearance sections are, whatever. It's the stuff that nobody wants, like garbage stuff. But the Bartels drugs freaking clearance section, I got those Funko dolls, but the little ones?
Yeah, the mini ones.
The Dorbs. I got 3 of them for like $15.
Dang.
See, those are usually like, $10 a piece.
The drugstore clearance sections are usually fire because there's everything you could want there.
Exactly.
There's like stuff for your house. There's toys for kids. There's alcohol for you. Like everything.
$3 bottles of wine.
I know. It's weird.
So like, that's
why are you in the clearance section? This is great.
So that's my goal this year is I'm starting now. Like whenever I see something that's on sale or good quality, like I also bought my brother at Costco. It was like $16, a really thick, nice sweater because he works outside.
Oh.
And so I'm like, boom. I'm like, that is a fair price. I can pay this. But when I see stuff that's like $40, I'm like, no.
No, thank you. I know I asked what my boyfriend wants for his birthday, and it's not till the end of November. But I'm like, okay, well, I need to like, that's going to be here quicker than we know it, you know?
Right. And in case it's something that takes a while to deliver
or something, like if I'm out and about and I see it, I'm like, oh, he wants, you know? And he was like, his response was, oh, it's way, way too far down the line. I don't know. And I was like, helpful. Thank you. You're going to tell me like 2 days before and it's going to be like something I have to order online or I don't know. But
it's like, I'm going to buy you what I want to buy you.
Yeah, really.
And then you're going to have to like it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll buy you a whole new outfit. Just kidding.
I'm going to dress you like a big old Ken doll.
Oh, no way. That'd be too much.
No, I mean, don't dress him like Ken. Dress him as if you like play dress.
Oh, it's like my Ken doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got new shoes. Throwaways Birkenstocks.
What is an acceptable sandal for a man then?
Ugh, I don't know because I hate Birkenstocks and I hate the Nike ones that are like the black. You have them.
I have, no.
You have a pair. I hate them.
No, they're Puma. Get them right.
Whatever the hell they are, whether they have the little Puma on them or
my grandpa sandals. Oh, I love them.
The slash on them. My friend has them and she wears them to the gym. And she spends money on clothes and is like a fashionista and like hell.
I think to the gym that is totally
nope.
That's what runners and athletes wear after the gym.
And I hate them so much. That's what guys wear after like basketball. They still have their socks on and they just like slip them on. And I'm like,
because your feet hurt.
I don't care. I think they're
But I'm still gonna wear mine because I love them.
And the Birkenstocks. So I was thinking about that. Like what flip flop is acceptable for a dude?
Because flip flops, I don't wear flip flops often, and when I do, it rubs my toes so bad.
Yeah.
So I'm screwed. I either have to wear shoes or I have to wear my old man sandals, and I've just accepted the fact that I'm wearing
flats.
My
flats.
Yeah, but your feet get sweaty.
But
I don't. I hate that. Like, I don't get sweaty in my old man sandals.
They're old man. They're so. I don't know why.
I do not care.
I hate the straps ones. My dad used to have the ones that are like waterproof. The sandals that like.
They're not like the Aqua Socks, are they?
No, they have just like, they're straps.
Oh.
So they're
okay,
like.
Okay, they're strappy sandals.
They're
yeah.
strappy
but
sandals.
But they're like almost like you can go into the lakes and stuff.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
them.
Exactly. Yeah. You can go into water with them. I hate those too. I think they're so ugly.
I think those are cool if you're going to a lake.
No, they're absolutely terrible. Still,
what are
regardless.
You supposed to wear when you go to like a river or a lake where it's rocky?
Honestly, they're just probably supposed to wear like the thong version, like the girls' regular flip flops that are called thongs, as
well,
like
no.
a dude version.
If you go into a river or a lake and they will
oh,
come
you mean
off,
like actual go
inside,
into a river,
yeah.
like oh they have they. I used to wear like
aqua socks, but
actual yeah actual.
But I feel
like
those sandals are also fine if you're going into the river.
They're so
they're gonna
terrible.
Stay on your foot and you're not gonna
get aqua socks. Because at least that'll cover your whole damn foot. So then, like, what if you get sliced or something? Like, at least they'll, like, protect it more, too. Yeah. But, yeah.
Kind of. They're
anyway,
thin.
I will definitely burn my... That'll be what he's going to get for his birthday. Me burning his Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks are expensive.
They are. I know.
You can get them at freaking Nordstrom's or Macy's, and they're, like, $100. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
I know. Everyone who wears them says, it's the comfort, man. They're so comfy. And I'm like, all
like,
right.
So
well.
Are freaking Crocs, and you don't see me wearing those.
Yeah, those are another one. Those are terrible.
I like even when little kids have them, I'm like, you can get
they're not even
shoes.
Cute. On little kids, they're not even cute. And if something's not cute on a little kid, you really got a problem.
I know. I'm like, I'd rather the kid wear Birkenstocks.
See, that actually might be kind of cute. That could be a little cute. Still terrible on humans, yeah. beings, though. Like, actual
and
adult ones.
People are like, well, they're good if you're a chef. I'm like, they're rubber. You need something that covers your foot in case there's a grease spill.
They're just so comfy.
All right. Well, what's something that, like, people... I don't know. Growing up, I wore a lot of... I mean, I still wear a lot of black, and I'd wear my gothy clothes. And when I... Recently, I wore a gray shirt and my blue jeans. And my dad's like, I really like the way you look today. Because I wasn't wearing any black.
That's kind of cute.
It's cute, but it's just like, I just kind of reinforces the idea that he does not like how I dress.
How you dress? Maybe he just likes seeing you in different colors, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, I wore a white shirt yesterday and spilled coffee on the front. Like,
dude, white's dangerous. White's always dangerous.
Yeah, so I'm like, I can't do colors. I will stain them. Same with my light blue shirts. But what is something growing up that people used to make fun of you for wearing or something that people will make fun of you for wearing now?
Oh,
you make fun of my sandals.
I used to always wear like pants, but they were like leggings, kind of colored, bright colored ones.
Uh-huh.
I'd either wear leggings with a dress or I had this all green outfit and mm-hmm. it was like a puke color green.
Ugh.
It was like a really bad color green, but I'd wear my leggings and my long sleeve shirt. So it was uh-huh. just like a green human. And I still get made fun of today by my friends in elementary school for that.
Oh my God. That was elementary. Okay. I was thinking it was high school. I was like,
no,
girl.
That was elementary. Well, maybe middle school. Maybe I brought it to middle school. But I used to never wear underwear. I used to like,
I think I remember.
Completely like, I boycotted underwear for a while.
How old were you when you started?
I think I was probably late elementary school. But and I don't really know how long it lasted, but I think it lasted a while. And I still get made fun of for that, too, because I was just like, well, and then it's full circle because I rarely wear underwear now.
But like, how did that come up? How are you getting made fun of? Did you just brag to everybody that you weren't wearing underwear?
I mean, I know my parents definitely made fun of me for it. And I probably did tell everyone. I kind of told everyone everything.
I was going to say, I have a feeling you'd announce it.
And then I remember one
time.
You
wear underwear? That's weird. You don't?
Yeah. And I'm like, no. And I had overalls one time and I see like they were too big for me and I could see it was. Yeah. No, that was in second grade. So I didn't wear underwear for a really long time, actually. Yeah. So, well, my parents still are like, remember that one phase you went through when you didn't wear underwear?
You mean the one I'm going through again?
Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm like, what's the point of underwear?
It's funny because you and like my best friend don't like wearing underwear. And she only buys underwear to sleep in because she feels comfortable just like instead of booty shorts, she just wears underwear.
Yeah.
And it's like, I like wearing underwear.
I don't wear nothing with like jeans or something.
Yeah.
Like I wear for sure underwear with jeans. But other than that, like yoga pants and stuff, no, it's just to me, it's just a waste of more laundry to do.
Oh, I don't mind. I have so many pairs of underwear, so I don't care.
I mean, I do, too. But it's like they're just going to get sweaty or
this being said, by the way, there's a lot of people that don't wear underwear. Again, my best friend doesn't wear underwear and we go clothes shopping together.
Dude, that's
she tries clothes
on. Awkward. That's so awkward.
Because sometimes we share a booth to try clothes on because we're switching.
That's weird. Always bring underwear if you're going to try clothes on.
Yeah. Sometimes it's impromptu. So it just happens. That being said, I know a lot of people that don't wash their clothes when they buy them.
Immediately. Yeah, you're the one that's really instilled that in my mind. Yes. I mean, I definitely always do after like Goodwill or stuff like that. Yes. Because I just feel grimy but after shopping there.
Especially, I saw a study that they went to three different types of stores once, where they went to like a Walmart type of store, and they went to like the next higher up, and then they went to like a, oh no, they went to like a Macy's Nordstrom type of place, and they went to a fancy boutique, and they like kind of swabbed the clothes. Ugh. And they found like multiple things of yeast and this and that. I'm like, there's people that don't wear underwear, that don't shower before they go shopping.
Yeah. And so, some people are just grimy even if they have underwear on.
On top of that, like sometimes just depending on where the clothes are coming from, the way it's packaged, like even though it looks clean, it might have been like packaged with some chemicals, like that was on like truck or on the boxes or whatever. We don't know what's on it. That could be seep into your skin. That could be harmful.
Yeah.
I saw that in an episode of House.
Oh, really?
These kids were getting really sick and they couldn't figure out why. And there were two kids from two different schools and they bought pants from the same place.
Well, I feel like people just buy it and then don't even think about that because it's like, oh, I'm the first one that's actually going to wear this. And like, I'm so you excited to be. And this, that, and the other. But yeah, you really should.
Because you don't know what factories they were made in and like what the cleaning and like situation is, cleanliness situation. Yeah. Is.
Well, you're super OCD too. Yes. So
I immediately wash all clothes, like once I buy them, in the wash.
Ugh. Yeah. And plus, it probably feels, with like swimsuits and stuff.
Yeah. Anything, especially underwear. Guys are like, well, they'll never be this clean again. I'm like, no, wash it.
It'll be cleaner.
Like, yes, you need to wash it.
Yeah.
And it, like, yeah, definitely underwear, especially if you're female.
Yeah. What about like shirts and bras?
Yeah. I wash them too.
You wash just everything? Mm-hmm. Because you can't, I mean, what would happen with a shirt?
Well, like, I just don't want the, like, I just feel like it's still a little stiff sometimes, too.
Oh, see, sometimes I, like, love that, like, ugh, it's never been washed, like, feeling. Ugh. The softness and the fit is perfect and it's not going to shrink and, you know.
So, well, usually because I'm shorter and curvier, usually a fit isn't perfect for me. So I need to wash it and wear it a few times to get it to what I need to be.
Get it to be perfect.
Stretch it out or get it to shrink more.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my my OCD. But yeah, everyone makes fun of me for wearing black still. I wear way too much black.
I mean, I can never go wrong with black, I feel like.
You can't stain it or... I love wearing stuff with like rips in it, like holes in my pants. Not my shirts. I hate having holes in my shirts.
Yeah, I have.
Unless it's particular, like the rip down the back.
I still have a cardigan that has holes in it that I can't seem to get rid of because it's so comfy. And now I just wear it to the gym as a, like, it's like an excuse because I don't go to the gym trying to look good. Like, uh-huh. I will wear ripped shirts, not ripped pants, because everyone would see everything. But, like, I don't care.
I'll sew it for you.
I know. I love my cardigan. But so I wear it to the gym, and I think it's, like, an excuse to look, like, terrible, even though it's not. It's not a good excuse. But I'm like, but I'm going to get sweaty and gross anyway. Like,
But if you guys have something that you wear or your friend or significant other wears, and you're just like, ugh. Like, why do people wear this? Like, there's a lot of stuff I'm not fans of.
Really?
Like, the furry vests. Like, I know that was a thing. Like, yeah. The fur coaty thing. Like, not even, like, a fancy, classy fur coat or a fake fur coat. I'm talking about, like, the Muppet hair looking. I've
even,
seen a
like,
couple people wear
fake ones
that.
Are terrible.
Yeah. It just doesn't look good. No. Actually, I'm not a big fan of anything fur. Unless it's, like, a fur-lined jacket. Even then, I usually take the fur
boots
off.
With the fur.
With the fur.
The whole club was looking at her.
I see what you did there. Thank you. But, like, I don't think it's a cute look. Yeah. I mean, maybe if you were wearing it because you're going out to the snow, that makes
like
more sense to me.
Yeah, like, to keep warm.
Mm-hmm. But just people, like, that's not my jam. I'm not a big fan of leopard print or animal print in general.
No?
No. I would never wear anything. Like,
guys
anything.
Or girls? Or mm-mm. Just like both? You just
both.
See, I got like a leopard dress. I love zebra print. I have zebra print underwear and
I mean,
bra
I think if it's like a cutesy like underwear or whatever, because I got somebody zebra print rainbow underwear one year.
See, that sounds so up my alley.
Like a zebra print shirt or I've only worn an animal print dress once and it was to a wedding and it was like a very elaborate wedding. You were my date to that, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's when you were dancing.
Did you feel very fierce? And ferocious and like
I felt like I needed to suck everything in all the time.
Oh yeah, I was like
it was very tight. Yep.
Yeah, I was wearing one of those that day too. Gotta get the Spanx on.
Yep. So yeah,
not very fierce or ferocious.
That's not my jam. No. I'd rather just wear like a fierce black or dark blue or a red dress.
Yeah. Well, red though.
Dark red.
Oh, okay.
I have a couple. Like I wore a dark red dress last year for New Year's. And it was sexy. Oh. Like, went down. It was open in the boobs. I didn't wear a bra because I couldn't. So I taped everything. Just don't show off the boobs.
I hate when dresses have, like, if you wear a bra with a dress or something, like, you're, like, it's just showing your entire bra.
It's not even, like, I don't mind bra straps, but when it's just, like, here are my boobs and my bra. Like,
Especially in the back, too. I'm like, why are they going to design a dress like this?
And I tried buying, I bought the little suction cup boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I was just like, no.
No, they don't feel very supportive. But, like, I also don't, I don't feel comfortable going without a bra.
Yeah.
It's weird. I totally am cool just not wearing panties, but without a bra. And I'm like,
it was just funny because we went skinny dipping. Once, for my birthday.
Well, I can do that.
No, but my friend pointed out, it's like, it's really funny because she got out of the pool and she immediately covers her boobs, but her downstairs area was just open for everyone to see as you're running to get a towel.
I think maybe because you run and like your downstairs area just stays there. But yeah, like but your boobs bounce. Go up and down and they hurt and they feel like you're going to smack you in the face, even though they're really not that big. So they're not, but.
It's just like, don't look at my boobs, but here's my girl.
Yeah. Here is my vagina.
Moving on, we actually did get a voicemail this week. And actually, as we've been talking, we got a text message, and we do have a few other text messages as well.
Oh, so perfect timing.
Let me do the thing.
Broadcast, here's something I got an issue with. Pregnant women. It used to be a pregnant woman would have a baby shower, and that's it. It has evolved to the point where we now have to find a funny way to announce that we're pregnant. Then another funny way to figure out the gender and have a gender reveal party. And then a baby shower, and then maternity pictures, and then newborn pictures. The guy does not want to do any of this, but the women will never give them a choice. They need to stop.
And I think he actually texted
That's
us as well.
Hella funny.
He says, I left you gals a voicemail about pregnant women, and I forgot to preface that with my girlfriend is 9 months pregnant and forced me to do all those things knowing I did not want to. From Joe.
Oh, Joe.
All right. So we are both single in the sense of not married.
Yes. Both not married and both no children.
Mm-hmm. But we're at that age where everyone is getting married and everyone is popping out kids.
Mm-hmm.
So how
probably
do you,
more you than me. Mine's just starting.
Just starting. You're just starting with the marriage thing.
Yeah. I have two friends who have children. Mm-hmm. But
are they older?
No. They're not. And I would like to say they're not oopsie kids, but they're totally oopsie kids, all of them.
Huh.
But but now my friends are on the whole just engaged kind of thing and like thinking about families and stuff.
Yeah, being closer to 30, that stuff pops up so much. You end up going to so many weddings and
it's all going to start from here. So, and like Facebook is just flooded with engagement or baby pictures.
And luckily for me, the people in my life that have babies are very, they know they could send me pictures, but they're not like posting 100 pictures a day. It's like once every week or two.
Yeah.
And it's usually them doing something funny, like the baby got into the dog food bowl.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She like spilt it over and stuff. So like, it's cute stuff. And those two sets of friends, like my cousin, she had a baby shower and I think she just revealed it like at the baby shower, what the baby's name was going to be. And like that kind of thing. Like she didn't make a huge production about it.
So she did a baby shower and then revealed to everyone what the gender and name. Or,
I think she revealed the gender beforehand for gifts.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like I've not been to a gender reveal party.
I haven't either.
I haven't been invited to one, luckily. Honestly, I think they're baloney.
Really?
I think the idea of like all the different parties, even for weddings, and I hate saying this, like especially when I had to go to all these parties, people are like, you're just... I was afraid people were going to say, you're just bitter because you're single.
Oh.
No. So I have to freaking buy a gift and show up to all these freaking parties. Like I had to go to a bridal shower. And this bride had 3 bridal showers because her mom made her have one. And then her girls at work made her one.
She got so many gifts for that.
Exactly. And then you go to the bachelorette party. And so you're supposed to pay for like drinks and stuff and everything.
Yeah. And whatever else you're doing.
Exactly. And so I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And then you have the actual wedding.
Mm-hmm. Like sometimes the rehearsal before and
and so I'm just like, that is so many parties. Like when I get married, I am not doing like, because there's engagement parties there is as well to announce that they're engaged. It's like, no, I'm not doing any of that. Like I am maybe have a bachelorette party, and even then, like I don't want to sash. I don't want us to be like, oh my God, we're a bachelorette party.
Oh,
like,
I do. I want a sash. I want a crown. I want heels. I want my face to just say, I'm getting married, mother uppers.
No, I really
don't. I want everyone to know. Everyone buy me shots.
Because, like, okay, being at the restaurant, how do you feel when those parties come in? Because I had more of a bar-type restaurant I worked at. Yeah. I don't know if you kind of have that vibe, any of those.
No, I've had one big party, uh-huh. and one was getting married, and they were funny because one of them puked, but I remembered them from a previous thing they came to, and I remembered they're all cops. So it was hilarious when I called them out, and I was like, you guys were here? Like, you guys are all police officers, right? And they were like, yeah! So it was so cool to okay, see police officers
just getting
not
after
on
it.
The clock getting effed up. It was... So that was my only encounter. And so they were freaking hoot. They were awesome. And I was like, I'm going to treat you guys so good because you guys could, like, technically, like, arrest me. Like,
yeah. Oh, man, it's like, you can be my bro. Like, you pull me over. You know, we need something.
Remember that one time I served you?
And I cleaned your puke. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was me.
You're welcome.
But what do you feel about all those different types of parties?
So,
like, okay, let's just not, we won't count bachelorette party. Let's say
the engagement, the bridal, the.
Let's do bridal showers and gender reveal parties, that kind of vibe.
I think it's just like there's such a tradition to things mm-hmm. that I get it in a sense like, oh, I'm just going to have a bridal shower. But like in reality, people needed that to get home appliances usually because mm-hmm. they didn't live together. So that made sense.
That was
sense
also
to
the
me.
Wedding gifts too.
Yeah, like from back in the day.
And then the bachelor party was literally just supposed to be the day before the wedding. It's like, this is your last night to go get drunk and be an mm-hmm. a-hole and, you know,
until
possibly go
down.
Make out or do whatever the hell you want with somebody else.
Until
you, know,
you
just
say
zip
I
your,
do.
You know, don't say anything that you did it. But
yeah, so I mean, a part of me gets it, but then a part of me also, like, to me, it's kind of a headache. Like, mm-hmm. right now, and it could change when I get married or when I have my first child, but right now I would just want a bachelorette party and the wedding.
Right.
And right now I would just want a baby shower and the baby.
Yeah.
I don't need to have the gender reveal.
Right.
To me, it'd be more of a headache to have a party and have all these people come over, probably all pretty much like my husband, not wanting to do this and
right.
not giving a rat's ass about it. So,
and it's always like they have to find really creative ways, like, oh, we're going to put in a golf ball or a balloon.
Yeah,
or
like a cake, or you're going to, like, smash this pie against your face and whatever cream comes. You know what I mean?
My favorite, like, though, that I saw was this gal I went to middle school with, and she now lives in Florida. And so she has a kid from a previous relationship, and she's married now to another gentleman. And she's pregnant. So they did the gender reveal where they put the color paint or whatever mm-hmm. powder in a golf ball.
Yeah.
And so her husband hit it. But when he hit it, he just looked like, whatever.
He didn't care at all.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was because it's another girl.
Well,
because she has a daughter.
That's funny, too, because I saw one on Facebook, and I think they just had, like, a really, really small, like, some family was over, and they decided to do it in front of the camera. And they have a girl already. They just had a girl, like, a year ago. And they were like, it's another girl! Yay! Like, they were both disappointed, you know? And I was like... Ooh, maybe you shouldn't have filmed that and put that on Facebook.
Exactly.
But I'm curious to think maybe if this, his name was Joe, right?
Yeah.
If this was is Joe's first kid mm-hmm. and his girl's first child as well. Because
sometimes you just want to go over the top.
Sometimes you want to go crazy and you're, oh my God, I'm pregnant. This is the first. This is amazing. La la. Like, I wonder if they have another kid, if it's just going to be, okay, we've been through this already.
Right.
That's why I'm like, I say when I get married, I want this. And when I have a kid.
But it could change.
Totally change. My girl, who is getting married next year, she said she wanted a courthouse wedding and a party. And the moment that ring was on, she's going full nine
yards. To be fair,
though. You know what I mean?
I, like, knowing her personality and just, like, hanging out with her on a couple occasions,
yeah.
I'm like, that is a BS thing to
well,
say.
Well, she
like,
was
that
convinced. I visited her in June? No. No, April, and she got engaged in May, and in April, she was saying, yeah, we're just doing courthouse wedding, it's just family, and then we're going to come out to Seattle, because she lives in California, and have a party. And I was like, okay, I'm cool with that, whatever, it's your wedding, and then it all changed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just seems like so much to plan, and it's so just, many people to come over and be like, aren't you excited for my thing?
I don't know, it feels a little overindulgent, and I feel like we're kind of at this era, like, let's put everything on Facebook, and I'm kind of at this point where I'm like, I don't want to put everything on Facebook.
Yeah, but Joe, I gotta say, good for you for just sucking up and doing it, because at the end of the day, that lady is carrying a effing human in her body, and not only is it just a human, but it's your human. You helped create it, and she's got to carry that thing for 9 months and have her body do all types of crazy things. So just smile, get a 12-pack of beer.
See, here's the thing, though, by the way.
Along.
Growing up, when you go to baby showers. Are there men there usually?
There never used to be men.
So here's the thing. Growing up in a Mexican community, going to that church, every baby shower we went to, all the men were there. But they were on the other side, and they had loads of beer going. They had the game on. And we all, and there was like a big meal that was prepared. So it was a big, like a party, and it just happened to also be a baby shower.
It was so weird to me when I went to my first baby shower, because there were men, like her boyfriend was going to be there and all of his friends. And I was like, why?
I feel
are
like
they
if
here?
You make it like a barbecue and then just happen to, like, okay, that seems cool. But we also played a lot of the baby games, which is a lot of fun.
Well, we did too when I went to the first baby shower I went to, and like the guys were like, not playing really.
Yeah.
So it was like, they were just kind of standing there.
I think if like the guys want to participate, cool. Cause when we did it, like I had my brother and we were playing cause we were like teenagers.
Yeah.
So we were playing like the baby food game where I had to put a blindfold on and I had to feed him baby food.
Oh.
Which, by the way, baby food is delicious. Banana baby food.
Ugh.
Oh, so good.
Gross.
It's good. Like when I had my wisdom teeth out, I ate a crap ton of it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm feeding him and it just gets all over and it's just silly, fun stuff.
See, I would be pissed if I threw a baby shower and a bunch of guys came and they didn't want to partake.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if you come to the party, partake, whether you're male or female.
Yeah, exactly. But it is true. I don't know when that changed, because I feel like traditionally it was just females at the baby shower.
Mexicans, because we throw parties for everything.
Yeah,
so.
You guys do. Because guys didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And like that time, that hasn't changed.
There's so much beer at Mexican baby showers I've been to.
See, I'd be so jealous. See, that's another thing is I'd be so jealous, like, going to my baby shower not being able to like do anything really.
Yeah, you can't drink.
Yeah. But I will say a baby shower is cool because you get a lot of free stuff.
Yes.
But I feel like you should do it after you already know the gender. And after
That's why I think the gender reveal party comes first and then the baby shower comes like a month or two before the baby's born.
That's just too much hosting. Yeah.
Screw that. And that's supposed to be like your best friends posted throw up for you or some shit. I don't know. Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Your best friend is supposed to throw you. Oh.
Same with your like bridal shower. I don't know. So
I'm way too anal. I'm throwing all my stuff.
See, I'm not throwing anything at all. I'm cool.
You're just going to have a kid and like no one knows.
I'll be like, by the way, yes.
I had a child.
I'm like, I'm 8 months pregnant now, by the way.
I'm not throwing a party. You guys can maybe see the
send gifts here. Sometime. You can still send me gifts. I'm not having a party.
That's a brilliant thing to do.
Side note, brilliant. Speaking of brilliant things to do, I found this post someone did on Twitter. And they used to work for like a billionaire person.
Oh.
And she said, find every billionaire you can's address and send them an invitation to your wedding. Because they're not going to show up. But more often than not, they'll send you a gift.
Wait, like even if you don't know them?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's just like the thing they do. Like I know if you send an invitation to like Mickey and Minnie Mouse at Disneyland, they'll send you like a cute little card back.
Oh,
so find all the millionaires. She said she used to do this, like, because she was the assistant. So when she'd get them, she'd have to go get, like, she'd get the gift and send them a gift.
I wonder, like, where'd you put that? Because usually you just put, like, the save the date and the address of the place. Mm-hmm. Like, by the way, if you can't come to the wedding, here's my real address.
Or just do, like, here's my Amazon wish list, and the Amazon will automatically, like, mail it to you.
Oh, that'd be smart.
So that's
I wonder if they, like, put their names to a random billionaire that you sent this invitation to or from.
I don't know. I'm sure you just send them, like, you write your names, write this person's name, your name.
I'm, like, not ballsy enough to do that.
I don't think I could either, but I kind of wish I could.
And it'd be so funny if they showed up.
Like, be like, hey!
I would be that billionaire that would show up to the wedding.
There needs to be an RSVP. If they RSVP for it, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to Google them, make sure I know who they are. So be like, hi, Michael, and your lovely wife, Fran. Thank you so much for being here. We met that one time.
Oh, you would make up a story.
You know, I was a parking attendant.
I gave you a parking ticket that one time.
It's like, oh, man, I love your work.
You'd be like, no, we never met.
It's like, then I got your name confused. I must have I meant Michael. Michael.
Thanks for coming, though.
Enjoy the food.
Yeah. All the drinks are free. Thanks for that gift.
And watch, it's just like a crappy thing, like from
that
the
would
worst
be so
thing on your list.
Funny. And they got you something like $2, and like they just came and really just took advantage of all your.
That would
like,
be hilarious.
Free stuff.
I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, touche, buddy.
Yeah. Right.
Touche. Yeah. But we did get another text message. It's your buddy James again, and today I discovered something awesome. I found a streaming app called VRV, and it had a lot of anime, YouTube Premium, and Project Alpha, BuzzFeed, and a few other network shows on it. But one thing stood out that made me pull the trigger on paying the $9.99 a month is that it has Nick Splatt on it. And Nick Splatt is the old school 90s Nick shows, like All That, Clarissa Explains It All, Amanda Show, Double Dare, Rocko's Modern Life, Real Monsters, Doug, and the whole lot more. Since Vicky's always talking about the 90s shows and wanting something like this, I just had to share with you. Also, look at the screenshot from the first episode of Double Dare 2000. Oh, God, the name of the they're wearing, their team name is the Red Rockets.
Really?
And they're wearing red shirts and it's a family. I'm like, oh, God.
Dude, I used to love Double Dare.
Me too.
And Double Dare 2000.
I always wanted to do it, but I'm like, my mom doesn't speak English enough to like do that, like well enough to do this.
And the Get Slimed.
Actually, there is, I think they're doing like Nick Splatt streaming services coming, and I think it's cheaper than this, but this seems like it has a lot more stuff on it than the Nick Splatt.
Oh, why did he not want to do it because of Nick Splatt? Is that what he said?
Yeah, like he thought it was another cool thing. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Cool thing. I thought that's why he didn't want to pay the $9.
No, he's, yeah, he says this is what like convinced him.
Oh, got it.
But they had a bunch of other cool stuff on there. So I'm like, that is really awesome. Well, thank you.
Dude, James. Doug, too.
Doug, I always thought he was a P word.
Dude, does it rhyme with Rick?
No, pussy.
Oh.
I mean, I can say that. I was just being.
Oh, I thought, I don't know why I didn't. Yeah, he was kind of.
I always hated, like I hated Doug. Like, I didn't hate him, but I was just like, really, buddy, come on.
Did you like the show, though?
I liked the show. I was just like, Doug, get your crap together.
And Hey Arnold. Do, 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 do.
Oh, I loved Hey Arnold.
I loved Hey Arnold. With his little hat.
Oh. One more text message. We actually got this 37 minutes ago while we were podcasting.
Wow.
He says, what's up, broadcast? Just wanted to send a text to say you guys rock. Vicky, it has been awesome listening to you progress over the last few years and become the badass you are today.
Aww.
Thank you. It's like, I hope to get to see your own see you on your own show on the radio someday. Sarah, thank you for cracking me up constantly and being so honest. I'd also like to say I think it's really cute when Vicky does her hippie stoner voice. Which one's my hippie? Like, hey, man. Like, oh, or is it the, like, my Valley Girl one?
No, it's not hippie stoner.
I don't know.
Hey, man.
Like, hey. I don't know. No, I'm overthinking it now.
No, we can't do it. Sorry.
Thanks, ladies. Sincerely, D-Drop, Do-Drop, a.k.a. Dice Man J- Jr., a.k.a. the White Luigi. Is it
well,
Luigi
all
White?
All right. That's a damn name.
That's a freaking long ass name, buddy. But
that was
thank
so
you.
Nice.
That yeah, was very man. Sweet.
Now I want you to do your hipper.
Like, oh my God, like I like having my granola. And
no, that is not the stoner hippie.
No, but that's the one when I do my hippie voice. That's the my dad likes when I do that.
Oh, I don't like
have a
that
whole
one. At all.
I have a whole monologue.
That one's too much.
It's not the voice he likes. It's the when I make fun of hip, like the hippie Subaru hiking lovers.
So Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific Northwest. Like I go to Whole Foods and I always bring my reusable bags because I care about Mother Earth and you know that yeah. voice. My dad just thinks it's funny. So that's the only one I can do right now. But we are kind of almost towards the end of it. So I'm trying to think of what we want to hit up next. Oh. This is something we could do real quick because we only have a short amount of time before Rev gets in here and kicks us out.
Oh, yeah.
So earlier this week, I think we were talking about dating sites or dating in general. And Rev and I during the show end up messaging each other back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's really gross stuff. And he always tells me I'm grounded because I send him gross stuff.
You would.
But or we'll make fun of BJ when he's going on a rant. And it's just like, yep, he's off the rails today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
So, yeah, we kind of make fun of everybody, including each other.
Good. Not me, though, but he's perfect.
No. He sends me this. It's from BuzzFeed. It's 20 ridiculous specific online dating sites that actually exist. Because what ended up happening, I was on a website. I was looking for, by the way, if you guys sent us a text through our regular text line, 77999, we could see your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think you're anonymous, you're not because I have your phone number. So sometimes what I'll do is if someone's like, hey, I want to ask you out, or they say something really mean, I'll copy and paste their phone number into Facebook and to see if I find it. Sometimes I don't, especially with all the changes and stuff. People have been taking their number off Facebook
mm-hmm.
or making it private. And then I put it into Google sometimes and see. And sometimes I can find people that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can find your name and then I can Facebook stalk you.
And then we'll make fun of you like you make fun of us.
Right. Or admire or whatever.
Or we'll then think you're hot and potentially go out with you.
I don't know. That doesn't happen at all, often at all. No.
No? You don't get the hotties?
No.
That was such a sad no.
Well, it's like always people that are my dad's age. I'm like, you're attractive, but I don't do that. I'm sorry. But I got an ad for like a heavy metal online dating, like people who are metalheads.
Wow.
And I screenshot it and sent it to Rev. And so I signed up for it.
Did you really?
But it costs like You can do a 3-day trial for $8.
Why?
It's again, and it's, the website looks so crappy. And it's like, I could pay, I think it was like $20 a month. I'm like, no, I'm not paying for this.
Plus, the, what? That's really, like, who would pay for that?
Exactly. I'd like, people, if you're going to pay for a dating site, pay for one of the big ones.
Yeah, not just like one
random one that looks scammy. Like,
and that's all just for heavy metal or
right. bears, metal heads, I guess. But I sent that to Rev, and so he sent me this list.
It reminds me of the Farmers Only one.
Yeah, that's on this list.
Oh, really?
Because these are ridiculous specific online dating sites.
All right, let's see. Let's also say if we join it or not.
No. Ugly Schmucks. The motto
that
says,
so funny.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I am ugly? Or I am ugly? I guess that's how they worded it. All around us, we see gorgeous people on television, oh, movies, God. And magazines. And we see ugly people, too, but they're not the main actors. They're the dishwashers, the janitors, or the bad guys. The whole perception of ugly people is that they are the lower stature than everyone else. And I find this perception amazingly ugly.
That is so great. I wonder how many females are on that.
Well, on the front page, there's like 3 or 4 of them.
Are they all ugly?
Not really. Like, one of them, like, it's kind of blurry, but, like, one of them kind of looks maybe, but, like, the other ones aren't bad.
Huh.
The next one, oh, they're just weird. It's called Equestrian Cupid.
What is that?
For those who don't know what an equestrian is, it's referring to, like, horses and horseback riding.
Oh.
So, Equestrian Cupid is an inclusive community for cowboys and cowgirls and equestrian singles to meet horseback riding enthusiasts, discover uncharted trails, pursue the country lifestyle, and locate the best riding areas. So it's basically people who like horses.
That's weird.
All right. I'm going to say this, and I don't care how much flack I get for it, but everyone knows a horse girl. The girl that was ridiculously obsessed with horses growing up and maybe still is. It became a horse woman.
Yeah.
And those are the really, really creepy girls. They usually wear, like, now it's cool to wear these, but, like, you know, like the old printed, like, wolf or unicorn shirts with those kind of tie-dye. It's like they were a special brand. And so my friend... we were talking about horse girls. I'm like, this girl that we had met, it's like she reminds me of a horse girl. Like, how much you want to bet she loves horses? She later that day finds out she's got a cancerous growth or something in her cervix. And so she's like, crap, I have cancer. Like, I was there when she found out. It's all better now. They removed it. But
good.
That day, like, to cheer her up, I'm like, you know what? It really sucks that you have cancer, but at least you're not a horse girl. And she just died. She's like, you're right. Like, she was crying. She was like, oh my God, you're right.
I will say they might be crazy, but a lot of them are pretty dang cute.
The horse girls?
Some of the horse girls.
They look like, oh.
I think horse girls are pretty cute. Like, they look like southerny and very just like angelic and sweet. And like, they can ride a horse. So you think like, yeah, she'll be able to ride me.
What ruined it for me is that I saw this video. And it was these women, and it might have been a fake video, but it has ruined it for me. Because I like riding horses. Like, at my aunt's house, I would ride horses growing up. They were these two women that openly admit that they have sex with dogs.
Okay.
They let the dogs do stuff to them.
Like,
she's like, it started off when I was a kid. It was so uncomfortable. Like, a dog started humping my leg, and then I, you know, was curious, and now they just have sex with dogs. Like,
oh my God.
And it's so gross. And they look like, you know, I think they had like a horse shirt on or something like that. So it made me think of a horse girl.
Oh, so this is just like your own little,
my weird thing. Like, they probably, horse girls probably would let a dog rub on them or have like a horse do stuff to them. I don't know. Oh,
wow. I didn't know Vicky didn't like horse girls so much.
I don't know. It's just like, because I'm like, oh God. Like, it's just,
you're
like,
weird. You love this big ass animal.
All right. I mean, I like riding them, but I'm not like obsessed with them.
Yeah.
It's just like a weird thing I have. number three is... Personals, the cat lover social network.
Nope.
Freaking A, man.
Rev would be on that one.
Right. I said that to him. I'm like, I told him that too. This one confuses me a lot. And it's not even for all the states. It's only a couple of states.
Okay.
Amish dating.
Huh.
Amish people, how would they get on this website? They don't use technology.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
It's like... And it doesn't even have all the states. There's like Alabama, Delaware, Illinois. Like,
that is
not
weird.
Not even all of them are on here.
It's what, like, is it? Are there people on the?
I guess kind of, but I don't know if it's fake or not. Like, I don't know.
Maybe it's like the rebel Amish ones that have like technology
because they have to.
They're like, "What's up, girl? You Amish too?
You look really good in that bonnet."
Yeah.
number 5, biker kiss. Motto, 2 wheels, 2 hearts, 1 road.
Oh, man.
I think it's German, too. I'm looking at the website. It looks German.
I feel like they would actually, because they have like a biker gang and stuff like that. So I feel like that would like go.
It's like, next one is clown dating.
You know, I guess if like I was a clown and really into that clown makeup stuff, I would want to date someone who's like that, like a fetish, you know?
Yeah. This is their motto. Everybody loves a clown. Let a clown love you. That's just creepy.
And not everyone loves clowns.
No, they don't. This one is Darwin dating.
Oh.
It's a motto. Sick of dating websites filled with ugly, unattractive, desperate fatzos. We are. Darwin dating was created exclusively for beautiful, desirable people. Our strict rules and natural selection process ensures all our members have winning looks. Will you make the cut?
Oh, snap. So it's like the opposite of like the ugly one.
Right.
Huh. I feel like there is like a, I don't know if I made this up or if I heard this somewhere, where there's like a dating place for really attractive and sometimes like kind like of celebrities.
Yeah, it's like a secret one for celebrities.
Yeah.
She imagines like being a big celebrity or being like becoming a big enough celebrity. It's like, oh, I can be on this. And it's like Leonardo DiCaprio. And it's like swipe right on you.
Yeah, celebrity like, oh. Tinder. That would be so cool. Mm-hmm.
I know there are some celebrities that have been on Tinder before, like Hillary Duff was on Tinder for a minute.
Oh, really?
And stuff like that. Or there was somebody, I think it was really like Zac Efron was really on Tinder. Like, I don't know if he was looking
like
for somebody.
Like a celebrity Tinder?
No, like Tinder, oh, like Tinder. And so he was trying to talk to people. Like, no, I'm Zach. Like, yeah, sure you are.
Yeah, like all like.
And nobody believed him. And I think that's why he did it.
Well, plus Tinder's kind of fun just to swipe on people.
Yeah, it's just to look at what people say about themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some funny crap on there.
Oh, yeah.
Eight is Diaper Mates.
No.
Diaper Mates is the internet's largest free personal community for adult babies and diaper lovers.
That would also be Rev. I'm just kidding.
I hope you can hear that. This one is just...
That is weird.
The next one is so extra. Singles with food allergies. Singles with food allergies is a unique online singles community. Nowhere else will you find so many divorced, never married, or widowed individuals whose lives are all affected by food allergies. Most food allergy communities focus on children, but we don't. This community allows us to stop being mom and dad, if we ever were, and focus on being the outstanding single man or single woman that we are. Celiac and sexy, dairy-free and dynamic, you have discovered a very useful website for singles with food allergies.
This cannot be real.
I don't know, man. Like, oh, God. I'm clicking on it right now.
That is...
Oh, God, it is. It is so
real. It's real?
It is so freaking real.
Can you imagine if someone met their love on that foodallergies.com?
Yeah, it's like I'm looking at the picture. It's like wheat, milk, eggs, gluten, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, soy, shellfish.
What are you allergic to?
Sarah's allergic to eggs.
I know. Should I go on this?
I mean, no, because you have a boyfriend, but sure. Speaking of extra, the next one's gluten-free singles. Because some people treat gluten like...
Yeah, they do.
Like it's a freaking...
I feel bad for all the celiac people.
Yeah, people who actually have celiac disease.
Yeah, I feel bad for them because now when anyone says that...
They'll get made fun of.
Yeah.
Although now because it's become such a trend, there are so many more gluten-free options for them.
That is very true.
So that's, you know...
That's good for them. But even when somebody says, I have celiac, I'm like, oh, that sucks. And I'm like, are you full of crap? Like, are you just too much of a gluten allergy and you just say that?
Well, some people will just say, I'm gluten-free. And that just means... In my head, that means you're just doing it because it's a trend.
Yeah, that's why. If I was gluten-free, I would say I have celiac because then at least you sound more legit.
Right.
And not like you're trying to be.
My cousin legit has celiac or has a gluten intolerance, and I've been there when it has affected her.
Oh.
It's bad.
It's not a fun
No. Next one, hot sauce passions.
Hey, you would be on that one.
It depends on the time. Like, sometimes I really want everything spicy. Sometimes I don't want any spice.
Oh, really?
Just depends. So I don't think I'd be good at it. Although this one's one for me. Mullet passions.
You love the mullet? That would be one for Rev too. Wow.
It's business up front and party in the back and 100% free social networking and online dating sites specifically for singles with a mullet.
My boyfriend should be on that.
Oh, he's got a mullet growing?
He like cuts his hair into a mullet one morning and I'm like, what are you, what? And he's like, it's just so hot. And I was like,
what's his excuse now? It's getting colder.
I know. You better grow that back.
All right.
And burn your Birkenstocks.
Burn it all.
Burn it all.
Sea captain date.
What?
Place for sea captains to connect with men and women and share the love of the ocean.
This is just too weird.
Oh, God. Salad match. Find your salad soulmate today.
I do love salads.
Farmers only.
Oh, yeah. That one's with the horse one.
City folks just don't get it.
We just don't get it.
STD match.
Like if you have an STD and the other person has an STD?
Yeah, you can find people, you know. Some people are living with HPV. Some people are living with HIV.
That's actually really cool if you have that.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't hate this, but I'm also not going to be on it because I do not have an STD.
But if you had one and like that was like a fear of you dating, like going on a site where you know the other person like
has the same thing you do.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, it's interesting because as I've gotten older, because everyone thinks, oh, she's got herpes. You can't touch her or whatever. This guy's got herpes. Stay away from him. But nobody ever asks to get an STD. There's a few people where it's just like, dude, wrap it up.
Yeah, you.
Or vice versa. It's like, come on. Like, they've gotten it either too many times or they just don't get it treated. So I know a few people like that.
Oh.
Because they're either lazy or just they don't care and they don't care if they spread it. But honestly, it's like, I think they said like 1 in 3 people have herpes or a form of herpes.
Yeah.
Whether it's just like a cold sore type or the legit herpes. So it's getting to the point where like I have a lot of friends who have it. And it's just not a big deal.
Yeah, maybe you feel like you educate yourself like, on what to do and what not to do kind of thing.
Right. And like I went out with a date with a guy like many years ago and we had a good time on the first date. And at the end of the date, he's like, look, I need to tell you, I had an ex-girlfriend cheat on me and she gave me herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm now living with this. If that's going to bother you, it was very nice knowing you. This was a nice first date. But if you don't want to talk anymore, I understand.
That's so awkward.
It is awkward. But imagine like, about to have sex or, you know, something's going to progress or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like, and then I'm finding out. Well, that's why I feel like this website's cool because it's like you guys would already know each other.
Like, what if you don't get along with any of them or you find, like, the person of your dreams and it's like, look, I have this. We can be safe, careful. Like, there are people who have been married and have children and family and never contract what their spouse has.
Yeah.
It's about being careful.
Well, that's the one with the flare-ups, right? Randomly? Mm-hmm. And that's not.
Yeah, but if you take medication, it helps, too, with that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't cure it, but it helps.
That sucks. I hope it, like, finds a cure for all of it.
Right. Everything.
Right.
For Joe, tall friends. Number one dating site for tall singles and tall admirers.
Tall admirers so you can be short?
I guess.
I really want a tall guy?
Yeah. It's like, hi, I'm little. If you guys want to hang out. Oh, tall girls hate me because I always date tall guys. Trek passions for Trekkies.
Oh, yep. Uncle Chris and BJ should be on this.
This one, the ugly bug ball.
The ugly bug ball.
Basically dating for the aesthetically average. The people that are on the front page are not aesthetically average, though, I will say.
Really? So they're supposed to be super attractive?
No, they're supposed to be not attractive. They're supposed to be middle of the road, technically.
Those people are not middle of the road. I would say those people should go on the ugly one. No offense.
Yeah.
But yikes.
And the last one is vampirepersonals.com.
I feel like you'd like that one, too.
There's some hot people. Like, see, here's the thing. I'm pretty goth, but then I see people that are on, like, the front page of this, and I'm like, I'm not that goth. Not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I dress up for, like, concerts or something sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, back in, like, high school
days. That's high school goth, Nikki. Yeah. Like, I wear all black, but I wear, like,
you look
comfy.
Like a sweet angel compared to those people.
Right?
Yeah.
So I just think that's funny. But
there's someone out there for everyone.
Yeah, if you're single with
moral
food allergy.
Moral of our story. Yeah, if you're single with a food allergy.
Jesus.
Or you really like salads.
I guess. But if you guys have any opinions on what you guys think of gender reveal parties or, you know.
Or if you had like a dating web or could make your own dating website, what category would it be? Or what would be in?
Just like something where like I could sit down like Netflix bingers. Oh, my God. Yes. And just try to find people based on what you've already binged.
And
that'd
just
be
like
funny.
Really just Netflix and chill. But like actually.
Just actually watch Netflix.
Yeah.
Like and actually chill out. Like not do it. I mean, you could, but that's not the point.
That's a good one.
That would definitely be a good one for me. Yeah. What would be your dating type site, your specific one for you? And also, if you've been on a dating site, when has it worked out for you or not? Any dating horror stories? I love online dating horror stories. That's when I was doing online dating, that was the first question I'd ask, like, or one of the first.
Yeah.
Have you been on many online dates before? Like, what's a memorable one?
What's the worst one?
Usually they get pretty bad, so it's awesome.
Oh, gosh.
But yes, so please tell us some of those stories.
Yes.
And, we will be back next week.
Bye.